USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump on Sunday accused legacy media outlets of continuously spreading the claim that there is no evidence of election fraud, adding in a statement that, in the end, truth will win. The New York Times and others always insert a clause into their stories without evidence that the election was decided fraudulently. As usual, this is fake news, Trump said in a statement. Missouri Democrat Cori Bush slammed her House colleagues for adjourning for August recess without passing an extension of the CDC eviction moratorium for renters. Bush is sleeping on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in an effort to appeal to her colleagues to extend the moratorium.
Their human dignity, and they deserve for the people that are paid to represent them to show up and do the work to make sure that they have their basic needs met.
She says she will stay there until something gets done. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Balding is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Balding on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Balding on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
As the country grapples with the surge in the Delta variant of the COVID-19 coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that lockdowns the country saw last year are likely to not return, though he warned things will get worse during an interview on ABC's This Week.
If you look at the acceleration of the number of cases, the seven-day average has gone up substantially. You know, what we really need to do, John, we say it over and over again, and it's the truth. We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated who are not getting vaccinated.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam on Tuesday announced that the local government is currently drafting a fake news bill aimed at combating what it deems to be misinformation, hatred, and lies, a move which experts have dubbed as the latest assault on press freedom in the city. During a press conference, Lam said that the government was looking into fake news in the city, but didn't provide a timetable. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A House Republican lawmaker's investigation into the origins of COVID-19 is raising concerns that the pandemic outbreak stemmed from a genetically modified virus which leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the Chinese city where the disease was first detected in December 2019. Representative Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas, released on Monday a third installment in his investigation into the origins of the virus and the missteps by the Chinese government in Beijing in alerting the world to the risks of the pandemic. Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema introduces a bipartisan infrastructure bill in the House. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators unveiled a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Sunday night. The more than 2,700-page bill includes funding for roads, bridges, broadband, and water systems, with more than $550 billion in new spending over the next 8 years. Introducing the bill to the Senate, Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema said she was proud of the efforts to bring the measure together.
And what I am proud to say is that is what our forefathers intended when they created a system of government that required Republicans and Democrats to come together in a co-equal branch of government and work with each other and with the administration to find legislation and solutions that meet the needs of our countries, individuals and families, companies, communities.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.